Hello and welcome to the Influencer Effect. I have a very, very special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, my name is Maddie and I live in Nashville and I'm just very excited to be on here. I love doing podcasts, especially virtual because it's from the comfort of my own couch and famously love sitting on my couch. This is so fun. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Samantha.
I know. I'm so, so excited. We follow each other on socials, on TikTok, like absolutely obsessed with your content. Do you want to give a little like blurb about what you post about?
Love a blurb. basically, what I post about is I feel like I'm just like labeled the internet oversharer. I did dabble in like Taylor Swift content as well, which I'm assuming, is that how you found me? Is that?
I think so. Yeah.
I did like a bunch of like little like Taylor Swift impressions. That was super fun. And then I kind of realized I was like, oh my gosh, I want myself to be like my own brand. And I was like, you know what? Let me just drop a lot of lore on these people right now. And then I posted so much about my life that, God, I probably shouldn't have posted, but that's okay. That's my vibe.
We love it. Like when you sit down and do like a 12-part series, I am sat for all of it. I never know what's going to happen next. Like genuinely.
No, genuinely. But. And like, it's so funny because it's like, I mean, I don't know. My whole 2025 has been insane. Ex got arrested. Like my house burnt down. And I'm like, oh, like I almost got fired. I'm like, guys, it just keeps going and going and going. And I feel like I play the role of like, everything's always happening to you. Like, can you ever catch a break? But I promise my life isn't like always like this, guys. Like, I don't know what's going on.
No, we're going to need to hear some of the lore later on, but we'll get the basic questions over first, just so people can get to know you if they don't already know you first.
But for a ride, guys.
You guys need to hear the story about the ex. Like, it's actually insane. Like, I was at a loss for words. I never, like, there was no point where I could have predicted what was going to happen next. And, like, then she's, like, hurt my house, burnt down. Like, I was like, what is happening to this poor girl?
Who is this girl?
I was like, oh, no. At least she's, like, having fun and posting about it. That was, like, honestly, like, the silver lining.
It sure was.
I felt so bad, though. Oh, my God. But you said you started in the Taylor Swift field as a huge Swiftie myself. Like literally obsessed. Like it's bad.
Unfortunately, but, yeah.
No, it's really it's a mental health issue. Yeah. The wall of Taylor Swift. I love it. How long? When did you start posting? Did you start posting around the Eras tour or was it before that?
On the internet for a very long time, since I was 18 years old and living in England. And that's when I did YouTube because TikTok was, I mean, I think it was a thing, but it wasn't like as popular as it was. Yeah. But I would do like my little like YouTube vlogs, basically being like as an American living in England because, I don't know, I went to high school there and everyone ate that up. And then I went to college and I was doing like, oh my gosh, sorority, like freshman year, like week in my life kind of thing. All these like super long form videos. And that was super fun. And then COVID hit. And obviously I was like freaking out. I was like, what am I going to post on YouTube now at this point? I'm like me just like hanging out in like my dad's house that I moved back home and everything. It was a whole thing. And so then I started posting on TikTok, like about doing the college stuff, like, cause I was 20 years old and I was in college. And, I just started posting about that. And then I went through a really bad breakup about like a year and a half, maybe 2 years later. I don't know, somewhere of the sort. And then obviously I was like, I've been a Taylor Swift fan forever, but I started posting about Taylor Swift, I would say right around like the Midnights era. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I hope my ex-boyfriend sees this.
And I'm sure he did.
And we will get to that too later. But yeah, so I would just start posting about Taylor Swift. And then the Eras tour happened, obviously. And then Taylor Swift like had liked like 4 of my videos. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to get invited backstage. Like this is exactly just what's happening. Mm-hmm. It didn't.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But,
then I realized I did like the Swift talk for a really long time. I think at like 2023 or 2024. Honestly, 2024 was when I like started posting more about like me, and transitioning like into like not making like Taylor Swift my brand and making like Maddie Murata, who lives in Nashville, my brand. And so far it's been so much fun. I mean, ever since I started like transitioning from Taylor Swift to Maddie Murata as my content, essentially, it's been the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. Like, I have so many new opportunities and stuff that, yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool.
No, that's amazing. And I think you made the transition seamlessly, because like, I did follow you as you're like, you were like a Taylor Swift fan yeah. page. But, like, you also were like a Taylor Swift fan page with like a personality behind yes. it as well. Like, it wasn't like you were just posting fan edits and stuff, and there's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
But you had you were the Taylor Swift fan. You were promoting yourself as well as Taylor yeah. Swift.
I think when I did the Taylor Swift skits, I don't know mm-hmm. how I thought of that first ever skit that I ever did. And then I brought one of my Hinge dates. He filmed a skit with me, and he was pretending to be Travis Kelce at like the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And I don't know. I think that was definitely like, oh, she likes Taylor Swift, but like, damn, she's funny.
But she's got a personality too.
Yes, personality hire. Yes.
No, seriously. I honestly think like the majority of influencers go viral because of their personality, not even because of what they're talking about.
Yes.
Like, that's what it is. People want to hear from
you have to like a very like memorable personality yes. too. Mm-hmm. You know, like it, like you can be outgoing and like super like loud and all you want, but like if someone remembers you, then that's what makes them press that follow button. But
100%. I mean, obviously there's outliers, like people who are like showing their crazy luxe lives or doing something absolutely insane. Like, people are interested in that. But like, if you have the personality and you're like, my life is boring, then honestly still post, because the personality is what's going to get you there.
I'm all for posting. I post, yeah. I post like 8 times a day. It's literally like,
no, I love it. I always know what's happening in your life.
Exactly.
Exactly. No, it's amazing. Do you remember like your first viral moment? Was it one of those Taylor Swift videos?
I will say, okay, so when I started posting in like 2020, I didn't really have, it was like 2021 where I first like got my first viral video, and it is still to this day my most viewed video. I think it has like 7.8 million, which is wow. like in the grand scheme of things, not a lot. It's not a lot.
7.8 million people though, like that's crazy.
Cool. But then like that's I see crazy. Videos like, I don't know, like think Bella Porch, like that video yeah. has billions. I'm like, 7.8 million, that's crazy. But it was actually, oh hey. I don't know either. It was actually so funny, this video. I was working at the airport at this time, so I got free flights. And I flew to Miami for literally 24 hours. Because my friend was going to college there. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. Like, I could make a day trip. Mm-hmm. I go and we're on South Beach. And I'm just over here like, I want a picture that I was at the beach. And like, I'm like posing and stuff like that. Whatever. This girl's arm is like literally, it's like right behind me, positioned to like my body to make it look like I have a wiener.
Oh, wait. I've seen this
video. Dude. That went crazy. I remember I posted that when I got home. And I was at work, and then I went to go like load a plane or something. And then it went absolutely insane. I'm in like Australian, like, what is it? Like sun, what the sun, the Australian, the sun. I'm like, oh my God.
But that's so crazy.
That was so long ago. But then I think most recently, which like definitely got me like more of an audience, was when Sabrina Carpenter accidentally followed me on TikTok.
Yes.
That was the most riveting 24 hours of my life.
It's crazy that it was 24 hours too. Dude, like,
I was so scared to post. And like, you know me, I'm a poster. I was so scared to post anything because I was like, it's going to go on her page. Whether it was her or not, I literally freaked out and screamed when she did that. But yeah.
No, that's so, I love that story too. Like, just like randomly seeing the follow from Sabrina
Carpenter. I was shocked. I was like, this is not happening. I was like, oh my God, like we are going to be best friends. And I'm going to go on tour with her. Like, fully in my head, I thought that.
No, for sure. Like, you're opening. Like,
I'm an opener. Exactly. Yeah. Me with no musical like bone in my body.
I love it. No, it's so, you do such a great job of like putting your own spin on the stories you're telling, because like if this stuff would happen to anyone else, like yes, it would already be a crazy story.
Yes.
But then you putting your own personal spin on it just makes it like so much better. Like, it's so good.
I sometimes get the comments like, they're like, imagine listening to this girl talk for hours. Like, yes, imagine it. Like, imagine. Yeah, for sure. I'm like, you're I like, don't know. Well, I'm, what'd you say?
No, I was gonna be like, well, like, enough people do. And
no,
it,
enough people do. I don't know. Yeah. I just like, I've always been like the extravagant, like I always do, like in my whole family, everyone knows me as like the loudest daughter that my dad has. So it's like, ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new on the internet.
You're like, no one was surprised when this happened.
I came out of the womb with a question, essentially.
I love it. Literally, so funny you say that, because like on my mom still talks about like on my first play date ever, they dropped me back off and they were like, she would not stop asking questions. Like the mother of the girl I had a play
date. And she would not shut up.
She had a question about everything.
That's
no,
I'm glad that we're on the same page with this.
On the same page. My boyfriend and I watching Severance every 2 seconds. I'm like, I have a theory.
What's that? Yep.
What's happening here?
Did you see that?
Did you catch that? Rewind.
You're so me.
No, I love it. I mean, like, it's probably annoying to everyone else, but like, I'm having a great time.
A great time. Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. So you work obviously as an influencer and you're also a server as well, right?
Yeah.
What is it like balancing that?
It's funny that you say this actually. So I just started posting the serving content very recently when I started like switch the brand over from Taylor Swift to Maddie Morata, essentially. Mm-hmm. And at first, like, it was like, you know, I was like, I was saying all these things being like, oh, these are some things that I do as a server that you probably shouldn't. And then I realized that, like, oh my God, wait, like a lot of people see my videos, including my boss. And so I've had a couple chats chatted to me at work, like, hey, girlfriend, you can post whatever you want online. Just like, don't mention the company as a whole. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? And that's so valid. I wouldn't want anyone to know where I work in Nashville because, like, first of all, no one's walking me to my car every night. Safety first. Like, I don't know. That's besides the point. And second of all, I don't want to get fired. I like serving. Yeah. It's fun. It's cool. I like being able to go about my day and clock into my shift at 4 p.m. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's super cool. It has been super cool because I don't say where I work, it's always like a surprise. Like when I have people come in and they're sitting at a table not in my section and they ask their server, does that girl do TikTok? Does she do TikTok? And so I go over there and I say hi and stuff. And it's like crazy because it's like genuinely these people think that like they're meeting a celebrity. And I'm over here like, I'm like, I talk to my phone, guys. I'm like.
No, the realization that you're not shouting into the abyss when you post a video is absolutely insane.
Insane. And it's more insane when people are like, oh my God, remember when this happened to you? When that happened to you? I'm like,
how do you know about that?
How do you know? I'm like, what? I'm like, you listen to me?
But no, do I know you?
That is super cool. And because like I started posting that I do live in Nashville, I've got like a bunch of opportunities like Nashville, like locally, like in Nashville. I got invited to like this like bar. They gave me a table like with me and my friends and a bottle and stuff like that. That was cool. A clothing brand was like, let's go get fitted, like take some pictures. I'm like, perfect. I met my photographer through TikTok in Nashville and she's literally the sweetest. Her name's Ronnie. She's amazing. But yeah.
No, people don't realize how many connections you can make through just posting on social media, like the amount of people that will reach out to you or even just be like, oh my God, like, I love your content. Like, we're in the same area. Like, you should stop by here. Or like, we're for me, because I'm more pop culture, it's more like, we're having a movie screening here. Like, would you like to come see this movie?
That's which is so like, cool.
Really, really cool.
Wait, where are you located? I never asked.
I'm in Boston.
Boston! I was just there.
Yeah. Wait, no, I feel like I saw that and I was like, would it be weird if I asked her to hang out?
No, it wouldn't have. We were literally there for like maybe 2 or 3 days.
Well, if you're back.
If I'm back, I will definitely have to let you know.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. So you've had these experiences going to influencer events. Have you had any experiences with like other influencers in the Nashville community?
Honestly, no. I mean, I met Katie Ritchie at the Sabrina Carpenter concert, but I felt so bad. I asked for a picture. I know, I was that girl. But I felt so bad because like, it was literally a line of girls that were like trying to go up and say hi to her. And she is amazing. She's so sweet. She was such a good sport for this whole thing. Yeah, her. I mean, I don't think I've met anyone like met personally. I know Megan Maroney. She comes. She came into my restaurant one time. Oh, that's cool. That was it. But I mean, yeah. I honestly, I don't know. It'd be cool to meet up with them.
Yeah.
Like, The influencer events, you really never know what to expect. Like,
yeah,
when I have one actually this Saturday with B Tan, and it's literally, funny enough, right next door to my apartment, so I can walk to it. But like, again, like, I don't know. I get to bring 2+1s, so that's all I really know. I don't ever know who's going, so I'm always getting excited. I'm like,
no, that's so fun. Just like getting invited to these events is just like so crazy.
So like, crazy. Like, I literally never in a million years would have been like, oh my God, me? You want me? You want me to come? Are you sure? Are you sure you want me to come?
No, seriously, I very much relate to that. I like just kind of started getting invited to influencer events and stuff like that.
It's
so fun. And I mean, there's not too many in the Boston area, but like when there is one, if I'm lucky enough to go, I'm so excited.
Dude, you know what helped me like getting invited to like more of these things? Just literally using the hashtag Nashville. You could use hashtag Boston. And I think that's it would so be funny.
No, I love that. That's honestly so smart too. And it's like, I love that you start a lot of your videos with, my name's Maddie and I live in Nashville. Like that, you're smart. You're smart with it.
You got to do it. You got to let the people know. Like, guys, I live right here.
Yeah. I do want to talk to you a little bit about your Taylor Swift lore. Where were you when you saw that she liked your video and how did you react? Because I would have lost my mind.
Actually, I was on my way to Glendale, Arizona for Glendale Night One.
Oh my God.
I posted something on the plane and I posted it. Like, this is like straight up a movie. Posted it, obviously went into airplane mode and landed 4 hours later. And I see Taylor Swift, Taylor liked. I'm over here literally like on a plane and I'm like, I screamed. I was like, what? I literally was like, no fucking, oh, no way. This is like not real. And then funny enough, we had second row seats for opening weekend.
Wow.
And I told my dad, obviously, he was on a different flight than me. I told him, I was like, Dave, she liked my video. Like, she liked it. What did he do? He went all the way. He went to like, wherever, like a FedEx or like a Home Depot or something. Gets this. And I kid you not. Big old poster blows up the fact that Taylor Swift liked my video. He already posted this on Facebook, by the way. He blows up the screenshot that I sent him. And it's one of those like trifold things. Like, literally think of a science fair one. And he pulls up and he's taking me and my friend to the concert. And he pulls up with this in the car and I look at it and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Dave, I'm not going to be able to bring this in. He goes, you can try. I'm like, okay. I try with all my might to hide this like in my body.
No.
It's too big.
Yeah, there weren't really many posters at the concert.
No! This is like the first one. I'm like, Dave, this was a great thought. This is a great thought, yes. If it was a little bit smaller, then maybe. I was second row. She might have been able to see it.
No, A for effort, honestly, and I love that. Like, honestly, parents are the biggest supporters ever. Something like that happens, everyone in their circle is going
to
know.
He was so funny, honestly, for just even, like, going to Glendale with me. Because I was going with his wife as well to the concert.
Yeah.
So we were all three going together. He just went just because he wanted to go to Arizona. He wasn't going to the show.
I love it. Oh my God, I love it. How many of the shows did you go to?
I went to 6 Eras Tour shows. I wish it was way more.
I went to one.
Well, to be fair, a lot of my friends, so like my cousin, for example, she lived in Nashville when I lived in Charlotte. Mm. She gave me an extra ticket because she was like, hey, my mom doesn't want to go. Like, if you can fly to Nashville, like,
you're like,
the ticket's all
I'm
yours.
There.
I flew to Nashville for 12 hours for this.
Oh, yeah.
And then my friend from Seattle, her boyfriend and her broke up. So she was like, get to Seattle. The ticket's yours. Cool. I said, girlfriend. And nothing else. But so I did that. And then I got Sweden night 1 and 2 tickets. Very cheap. And I went to high school in London. So I just made a whole trip out of it. I was like, let me just go visit my friends and then make a pit stop in Sweden to go see Taylor Swift.
Your life is so fascinating. Like, I already have like 10 follow-up questions.
It is actually crazy.
No, it is. Like, so I one more Taylor Swift question, and then I do want to ask you a little bit about your London lore, because that's crazy. That's so,
even
I'm also like,
a London boy.
London boy. You're a London girl.
I'm a London girl.
Yeah. I am obsessed with England ever since I watched Harry Potter as a little girl. Like, literally went there last August. I walked off the train and I turned to my boyfriend and I go, I feel like I'm at home. And he goes, shut up.
Did you go to platform 9 3/4?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
No, yeah. I did the same thing when I went and visited.
No, like, he was like, you need to calm down. We're here for 5 days. If this is going to be you for 5 days, like, I can't handle it.
I love it there. It's so great.
No. So we'll get into that in a second, but I need to ask, what was your favorite Taylor Swift show that you were at and why? And were you at any of the crazy iconic ones? I mean, you were at Glendale Night One. That's iconic.
But... yeah, I would say that one's iconic. Yeah. I will say my favorite one was my last one that I went to. That was Sweden Night Two. And I got the whole, it was the 89th show.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the whole, I got Clean. Clean's my song. Clean is my song.
Ah! I love Clean.
Got that. And then I think it was Say Don't Go and Welcome to New York and Guilty as Sin. That was, yeah.
Guilty as Sin is my favorite hot take on yes! the third poet.
Yes, Guilty as Sin. No, it's
literally my favorite. It's so good. And it's like about her cheating or thinking about cheating, which like not the best message, but like.
Hey, it's April 29th. Go cheat on someone today.
No. Oh my God.
But I will say Sweden Night One was really good. Unfortunately, I did not know Peter yet because that was my surprise song and it just came out and I just gotten around to memorizing it. Mm-hmm. But now it's like one of my favorite songs. So I feel like that's like my most embarrassing moment.
It just came out. It had just come out.
I know. Yeah. But I was like, oh my God. I was so sad. But yeah, definitely my last show and the first show were my two favorites, which is kind of fitting because it was opening night and then Sweden.
Sweden. And I actually went to Sweden on the same Europe trip. It's like it's very calm there.
It is very calm there. We ate at the same Greek restaurant 3 times while we were there just to find out that it's literally a chain in Sweden. We were like, this is the spot. No one knows about it. Everyone needs to go. And I posted about it. And they're like,
hey.
That's everywhere, girlfriend.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh my God. So this is a good transition to your Europe lore. What was going to high school in London like? Like, when did you move there?
I moved there when I was 16. So it was like my junior and senior year. My mom is in the Air Force. So we moved every 2 years. We moved from Florida to Cambridge. We lived in Cambridge. I just say London because I feel like no one really knows about Cambridge. But it was fun. I was the only American in my graduating class.
Oh, wow.
So of course I was like, The loud, annoying American, yeah.
They're like, is this what all Americans are like?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're like, yep. Yes.
This is but like. I went to an international school, so it's so crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
Over there, school is like high school is like college. Like, we weren't required to go to class every day. Like, it was literally like we were on a college campus. You made your schedule every, like, we had the trimester thing, so you made your schedule every kind of, like, trimester. You could have classes at 7 a.m. You could make your classes not until like noon. Like, it was crazy. You didn't have report cards. No report cards at all. All your only responsibility was to pass the IB, like the International Baccalaureate program, at the end of the 2 years that you were there. So basically everyone just kind of messed around their first year, and then their second year is when they kind of locked in.
Yeah, I got to pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But funny enough that we're talking about this, literally like 2 days ago, I get a text in our like old group chat with like all of my friends from all over the world. They're like, hey, we booked an Airbnb for our reunion, for our high school reunion. I'm like, what? It's been, what, 8 years? Not even? Maybe 7 years? Like, what's going on?
That's so crazy. But yeah, where is it going to be?
What'd you say?
Where is it going to be? Is it going to be in London?
It's going to be in Cambridge. And it's on the 4th of July this year. So I'm kind of like, maybe I'll go there for the 4th of July. Who knows?
Honestly, no, I'm like doing anything I can to get back to Europe right
now. Yeah, I was planning on going to Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams in Hyde Park. Mm. But I was, like, none of my friends were like, yeah. Like, let's do it. So I was like, well, okay, maybe if I'm over there just for like the high school reunion, I could just sneak away for like a few hours and go over to Hyde Park and watch Gracie and Noah, and then I'll come back.
No, that would honestly work out so well. Like,
I know. So yeah. I might be doing that, but we will see.
That's so cool. You, like, as been told throughout this entire podcast, have crazy lore and love a story time on TikTok. I love to watch them. Is there any lore that you haven't dropped or hinted at that you want to, like, share here?
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Do we remember the guy that – I don't know if you saw this video. This guy that I had met – I call him table 100, seat 4. I met him at work. He left. He gave me his phone number. Okay. And we were texting. And then he was like, we were planned a date for Wednesday. And then that previous Monday, his friend posted a video on about basically him being single. Like, he's single, ladies. Like, go ahead and grab him. We fully have a date planned on Wednesday, right? I'm over here like, what? You're like, what? So you're like, we recently just stopped talking, probably like a week ago, I want to say. He just hit me with the, yeah, I'm just so busy. I'm just so, it's too busy. We're too busy. I said, you know what? Me too. And so
me too.
Austin, who ghosted me. Like, he's so busy too. Mm-hmm. But no, shared how like any of that planned out, but I'll share it on the podcast for you guys.
Yes, share.
We went on the first date. It was literally just, it was like a 3.5 hour long date, and we had 2 drinks. It was the classic first date. Like, we talked about red flags. We talked about like, just like where we're from, how many, literally like, if you think first date, that's exactly how it went. I was like, you know what? Fine. He was cool. We'll go on a second date. Cool. The second date was I invited him on. And do you know Zach Brown Band?
Yes. Yeah.
So Zach Brown Band, their manager reached out to my manager, and they were like, hey, like, would Maddie be interested in going to the show on this Tuesday, blah, 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 VIP treatment, meet and greet, whatever. I said, sure. You know who else likes Zach Brown? You know who else likes Zach?
Oh, he did not deserve this. No.
He got VIP treatment. He like got to meet Zach Brown, had a free concert. It was super cool, right? There was not a third date.
No, I'm mad.
There was not a third date. No.
Uh-uh. I'm so mad. Uh-uh. No.
He went to Florida the next day, and then he comes back and doesn't ask me to hang out for like a week. And I'm over here already like kind of over it. I'm like, whatever. And he just said, hey, I'm going to be super honest. Like, I'm just really busy. I'm just
so busy.
Thank you for everything. You deserve so much.
Hope you enjoyed the concert and the VIP treatment.
It's totally okay. I'm glad that he said something. But the whole like guy from Austin who ghosted me, I'm still like, I'm thinking about texting him after this meeting. So I miss that guy so much.
You know what? Better you find out now than later on is what I always say when stuff like that happens.
Yeah, but no, he was a nice guy. I felt a little resentment.
I would too. No, I'd be like, excuse me, I could have taken one of my friends. This didn't have to be a memory with you. Like, but you know what? It's fine.
Whatever. It's fine. Everything happens. I don't care. I'm not bitter at all.
No, but it's funny. This is a weird segue, but it, like, you'll see where I'm going with this. But you said you had a manager that set you up with this whole concert situation. How did you go about getting a manager? Like, tell us the behind the scenes of that.
I love talking about Rachel. Essentially how this happened, she reached out to me because she was working for a different company and a different agency. And then as soon as I was signed with her, I've had a manager before when I did YouTube, so I kind of already knew what I was getting myself into. Mm-hmm. I think she reached out to me when I had maybe 60,000 followers at this point. Kind of the same thing. She like saw that I had a personality, and like she just saw something like in the long run, I guess, with me. And so she worked with this company. And then as soon as I was signed, 2 weeks later, that company, I guess, just like is no longer. So she started her own marketing agency. And she obviously transferred me with her. And she is just... she's amazing. I love her so much. Like, I genuinely can say, I love that I can say, like, I can text her, like, not, like, brand deal stuff related, like, as a friend, almost. Like,
I love it.
It's the perfect relationship that I have with her. I was literally just on the phone with her before this, too. But, yeah, her job is essentially, like, and is, I'm so glad that I have her. So glad. She deals with all the emails. So, like, all the partnerships, all the PR, all of the invites and all the influencer events. That's her job. She'll deal with that. She'll read over the contracts and stuff like that. And I genuinely don't know what I'd be doing without her. Like, and she also is so smart. She's been doing this for like years and years. I'm like, I love you so much. She also is the one who gave me the idea not the idea, but like maybe like more of like the resources and the tools to like transfer from Taylor Swift to the Maddie Madonna brand. Cause she's like, hey, that's what brands are looking for. Like, girlfriend, like, do that. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
You're like, yes, whatever you say.
No, I'm like, I would die for you. Like, I love you so much. So she is so sweet. I love her so much. But yeah, it's so, and also if you are watching this and you are thinking about getting a manager or anything like that, do it. It was literally the best decision ever. Even when I had mine, when I was in my 18-year-old YouTuber days, it was so worth it.
No, and I had someone give me advice to like not get a manager, like, and it was like not out of like spite or anything, like not trying to screw me over or anything. It was just kind of like, they're going to take a percentage of like the money you're going to make. And I'm like,
that's a job. Okay,
but like, but I would have never negotiated to the point of the amount of money that they're going to pay me for this brand deal.
Yes.
I would have just taken the low. Negotiator.
If she, yeah. I wouldn't even, oh my God, like with brand deals and stuff, I would not think of the number that she pitches me for ever in a million years. So yes, of course they're going to take the 15% or whatever they take.
Yeah. No, yeah. And I think it's so helpful too. And it also connects you with people who have like either like the same manager, but like, worked with like your management company before. And like that has been very helpful as well. Cause like a lot of people in the pop culture space, which I'm in, have the same management as me, which is like, super helpful too. And like kind of connects me with other people as well.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm like, take the whatever percentage, because I would have never negotiated to whatever.
Never. Money. Absolutely never. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Never. I would have been like, oh, you want $50 for me to post this? Amazing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You want usage rights too? That's awesome. Yeah. Here, take forever. It all.
In perpetuity, usage rights.
No, literally. Like, this is your video, actually.
Yeah, actually, you own me now. No, seriously. And it gets overwhelming at a point. Like, not, and like, as an influencer, you get a lot of spam in your.
Yes, and she deals with all that now.
Yeah. I'm like, this is a Gmail account. I don't think you're actually this brand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, unfortunately, we are almost out of time. But I know. I'm sad.
Ryan, I know, we do. So I'm like, fun. This is so much fun.
It's so, so much fun. It's literally, we're just chatting. It's a FaceTime call. I love it.
I told you it was going to be a good FaceTime call.
Yes. No, I knew you would deliver. Like, it's amazing. But my final question that I always ask everyone is, what advice do you have for people who want to become content creators, who want to become influencers?
Oh, love this question. Apps love when you use their apps, guys. Like that, I literally wake up, I post minimum 8 videos a day, okay? Who cares if they don't all get 100,000, a million views or anything? Posting a video is literally just like, posting a video as an influencer is like a lottery ticket. Yeah. You could, like, is that, like, do you get that too? Like, it's no, literally, yeah, like,
for sure.
You never know which video is going to lead you to which opportunity, which one's going to blow up, which one's going to get you paid the most, introduce you to this brand, this person. I just would say that my biggest advice is to post. And it could start off not the best quality. You'll learn from posting as much as someone like me does, but that is my biggest advice always.
Like, I think it sounds so simple, but like the concept of like, you need to post in order to become an influencer or a content creator, like to grow a following, like you need to post. Like
you do. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
I've been on the internet since I was 18 years old. I'm 25 now. Like, I finally had to pay taxes on influencing this year. So
we're the same age. Exactly. I really, But yeah, that is such great advice. I also want you to like plug yourself. Like, where can people find you? Tell us all the places to follow you.
Basically, my Instagram and my TikTok and my YouTube are all the same. It's just Maddie Murata. I don't know why it says Murata.Madison on there, but Maddie Murata. That's literally MaddiMarotta. That's, I guess, Snapchat too, guys, if you guys want to ever add me on there.
Follow her everywhere. She's amazing, and you're going to love the lore drops.
Well, it was so nice meeting you.
Yes, it was so nice meeting you. I feel like we already know each other. No, I know. This was so fun.